Someone was waiting to enter. Let me go in you here. I am not seeing anyone in the waiting room.
Probably hung up.
Oh dear, I'm not seeing anyone in the waiting room. So, okay. Okay, so.
It's me, Brenda Lee from San Salvador in the waiting room. I'm using my phone and I couldn't see the screen properly, so I was trying to get onto my laptop, which has a bigger screen.
Okay. Okay, so I'll wait. Can you get on then? I'll wait for you, Brenda Lee.
Okay. Once you let me in, I can get on.
But I'm not seeing you in the waiting room because I'm seeing you right here.
Yeah, because you're seeing me from my phone.
Oh, okay. Well, then when you go on the computer, I will get a little ding, and then I'll be able to let you on.
And Cynthia was waiting as well.
I just saw one other person here that I have to admit. Yes. Trying to, right, good. Okay, Ramona, it's a good thing that we can go back actually, because a lot of people are now joining, so we can go back over what we were doing. I'm waiting for Brenda Lee to come back in. Then I'll go back and share my screen and go over. So just waiting for Brenda Lee because she said she couldn't see on her phone. Hi, Mona. Okay. Brenda Lee, are you in now? You would have to unmute your mic because I'm not hearing you, and I'm trying to unmute you, but.
No, I'm not in. I'm trying to.
Okay, so I'll wait on you then so that you can get the bigger screen, okay? Okay. So just bear with us, ladies. Or two chats. Maybe you might have to close off from your phone and then go back in. I don't know. I'm not sure about the two devices thing. Okay. All right. Okay, ladies, I will go back to sharing again. Share. And we'll go back up from here where we would have started, where we would have looked at what is a mandate. And I would have said the last time and just before that it's an authorization to act. It's a charge to get things done. It's an important order to obey and a legal document which prescribes a specific action. And the word specific is very important. And last Tuesday, we would have looked at different types of mandates in the Bible, and I'll go through them again. The first one was a legal document, such as a letter or a warrant stating a directive. And the example from the Bible was Paul, who was able to get a letter or a written letter from the high priest, who was the head of the Sanhedrin, and he was to go on, and if he found any Christians, he could have bound them up and brought them back to Jerusalem. Then another type of mandate was the verbal order. There you go. was the verbal order or directive where King Cyrus said any of the Jews who were living in Persia at that time, they were to get up and go to Jerusalem and build a house for the Lord there. There was a mandate that comes as a result of an ordination, a promotion, or an anointing. Ouch. At this mandate, we looked at that beautiful scripture in Isaiah where it says, the Lord has anointed me to preach the good news, to bind up the brokenhearted, to set free those who are in bondage. So as a result of that anointing, there was a specific mandate that Jesus also, he repeated it when he started his ministry. That was the scripture that he read in the synagogue when he started his ministry here on earth. Then you had another written order or directive, and we looked at the scripture with Nehemiah. And that scripture, where Nehemiah got letters from the king at that time, where he gave those letters to the governors beyond the river so that they would know the mandate that he was assigned and what he had to carry out. And that was a written mandate, through the king, but from God. Then we also looked at a commission to carry out a specific assignment in a certain way. And we looked at that young prophet from Judah, where he had to cry out against the altar that was set up by the king of Israel at that time. And he cried out against the altar and he gave a sign as well. So when he cried out against the altar split and the ashes fell out. And then he had a particular condition that was assigned or associated with that mandate. That was he could not eat, neither could he drink, and he had to return home in a different way from which he came. And we know that story where the older prophet encouraged him to eat bread and then the lion killed him. So mandates are actions to be carried out in a specific way and may have particular conditions associated with them. So now we're going to look at the mandates of the Wailing Women. We are called to be God's global army, recovery army. We are called to be the oil of solution. We are called to be co-laborers with God. We are also called to be prophetic gatekeepers and watchmen. We are called to be battle axes. And we are also called to be intercessors for the nation, intercessors for the family, and intercessors for the church as well. So what I wanted to do was to look at the words from the Father's heart. As I said, we weren't able to get the breakout room sorted out. So together, we are going to discuss these words from the Father's heart given to the mothers that are associated with each and every, with some of these callings that we are called to be as Wailing Women. So as I said, we will identify and we will discuss the actions to be carried out in as per the mandate. And I think I would have the mandate above, in the slide above, and then we would identify and discuss any specific conditions or actions, okay? So we're gonna find the actions for the mandate, discuss what these actions are, and then we're gonna look to see if we find any specific conditions attached to the mandates given. So, I'm going to, look at the first one. The first one, battle axes. And God had said to the mothers, do not waver in your heart. Take up your cross and follow me. The cross seems very heavy for you, but look around. I have given you those who will help you carry the cross. Let your hands be strengthened in battle, for I will use you to fight battles. So anybody, can we identify some actions here? Anybody, you can unmute your mic and share. I want people to interact and to share. They have a lot of verbs in there.
Okay, if I may comment.
Sure.
First of all, we're encouraged not to waver.
Yes.
We're encouraged not to waver. Then
right.
Action, we're encouraged to take up our cross.
Yes.
And not only to take up the cross, because we can take up the cross and we are still stagnant.
Exactly.
But we have to take up the cross and follow.
Yes. Yes. That's right. Excellent. So we have there, we can't waver in heart. So when we find ourselves wavering, we have to hold off closer to God so that when he sends us on the battlefield, we have a mandate. We have to go on the battlefield because we're battle axes. He said he will teach our hands to war and our fingers to battle. Okay? So we can't waver and we have to take up the cross, whatever that cross is, and follow him. And God, in this one, he has also says, I will use you to fight battles. So that's another mandate there. We have to fight battles. Okay? So that then are some actions associated with the calling to be battle axes. In a specific way, not wavering, taking up the cross and following, and let our hands be strengthened. All right, let's look at the other one now. Co-laborers. We are called to be co-laborers. So just take a minute and read this and tell me the actions, the mandate in these words from the Father's heart. Okay, so Simonia, can you give me some actions from these words, the mandate that comes out of these words that came from the Father's heart with regard to being co-laborers?
Yeah, it says there you have to join me in this work.
Right, so we have to join. Yes, yeah. Uh-huh.
So we have to join.
Go ahead.
Yes, so that means we have to partner, agree with him in whatever work that he has called us, mission mandate that he has given us to do without wavering.
Yes, right. Thank you so much. We have to partner. We have to be in agreement, all of those. Sabrina, could you tell me any other actions that you see here that the Lord has mandated?
That we are to complete the work.
Amen. Yes, we have to complete it, definitely. And we have to make sure that it is perfectly done. So no halfway measures, no leaving the battlefield or no leaving the assignment that he has sent us to do until it is perfectly done and it is properly done. Oh, thank God. Praise God for Jesus. Okay, let's see if we find the other one now. Right, here we have another one. Recovery room. Right, recovery army. So let's just take a look at this one. And then we will see what mandate comes out of this. Remember, these are words that God spoke to the mothers. And we can find mandates in these. It is important to recognize what the mandate is, especially if there's a particular condition or a particular way that we are supposed to carry out the work.
To fight in the spirit.
Yes. We are to develop a fighting spirit, definitely. Definitely, yes. Anything else there?
Prophetical, to give the word.
Uh-huh. And you were saying something. Go ahead. Sorry. Go ahead.
When you go and minister the word, so you give them the prophetical word, what God give you for them.
You mean the prophetic walks? You mean you will do this by taking prophetic walks?
Yeah.
That is very specific action there. He says, you will do this. So God would have sent you on an assignment. And if he tells you to take a prophetic walk, you don't go clapping. You don't go speaking to people. You don't go even evangelizing. Because in this particular instance, he says, you will do this by taking prophetic walks. So you will walk and you will declare the prophecies and you will take possession. So that there is a very specific condition, a very specific action that God has called, that God would have delivered from his heart to the women at that time. It also says, do not turn aside or look back, go forward. So don't look to the things that happened the day before. Don't look at the last mission. Look at this one. Look at this particular mission. Don't look back. That was the season before. Go forward. Go forward. So this one has very specific actions. Go forward. Don't look back. Take prophetic walks. Okay, so let's see what the other one is going to come in and say now. Right. Now I have to move around my things so I can see it. Good. Intercessors. We are called to be intercessors. So look at this one. It came in the bottom right hand. Just take a read and see if we can find out the actions that God wants here. What we are supposed to do, the mandate in this particular one for intercessors.
Need to pray for the frontliners. Those are the forefront.
Yes.
Our leaders.
Yes.
Not just spiritual leaders alone, but also the leaders of the world. We really need to pray because the word of God is asking that we pray. Mm-hmm. You know, that get guidance, and mm-hmm. also he's saying that he wants women to the nation who will stand, that we need to stand, not to lose the battle, but stand.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So the frontliners would be those who, perhaps if there's a particular assignment, he doesn't send everybody on an assignment. He may send a few, he may send 10, and just because you're not the ones going forward, that doesn't mean you're not in that assignment as well. Your mandate for that assignment would be to pray for the frontliners. Pray for them. In addition, he says, he wants women who will stand for me. Those who will be bold. You know, in a particular assignment, you may have to go and speak to persons in authority. You may have to speak before large audiences. So he wants, or you will have to stand up for God. So he wants the women who will stand, not those who will sit. There are some in some assignments who will be asked to sit. There are some in some assignments who will be asked to go prostrate on their faces before him. But in this case, he's asking for those who will stand. So let's look at another one. Right, let me move this around. Right, so another recovery army. Just look at these words from the Father's heart and see what mandates we can pull from this. And anybody, just to unmute your mic and tell me what mandates you can pull from that. That's the one at the top right hand side.
Okay, good evening, June. Good evening, ladies.
Good evening. Hi, this is Mona.
Yes, it's
hi, Moon. Hi, love.
Yes.
Yes. How are you? I'm great.
Lovely. Mm-hmm. Okay, so for Recovery Army, room five.
Yes.
Yes. So God is asking us to create havoc for the devil.
Yes.
Don't give him an easy path.
Yes.
Let him know he has a fight, a battle on his hands.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to gird ourselves for battles that must be fought. Prepare for battles. Whatever we have to do to prepare for his holy battles.
Yes.
Yes. And he's raising this army in this season. And he wants his balances. He wants us to jump over high walls. In other words, disregard the obstacles in our path.
Right.
That's it.
Right. Yes.
So just go and do his work. Forget about the obstacles. I would think we can use the obstacles as stepping stones.
Amen.
Further his work.
Yes.
And be careful to observe and study the army. It makes no sense fighting against an invisible army. We need to know what he's all about and meet him where he is and fight him to ensure that we win the battle for God.
Exactly. Mons, thank you so much. So
you're
this
welcome.
One that says, does havoc to the devil. Okay, there are times when you could bind and loose. But when it says does havoc, you're sending chaos and confusion into the camp of the enemy. So you see now, like where you're doing havoc, we're not just praying quietly and, we're sending havoc. So we pray confusion and chaos and send it into the camp of the enemy. That's a specific prayer. He says, an army that I have raised up that can jump over high walls. So we are expected to surmount the obstacles. So when we see these obstacles, we as Oil of Solution, we will ask God for the strategies and we get over these. In addition, he wants us in this as the Recovery Army to observe and study the enemy. Now, we know that the Satan is like a roaring lion all about the earth seeking to destroy and to kill and to cause death. So in our communities, we are to look to see changes in the way how people are behaving, changes in the laws that are being made. There's something called spiritual mapping that we're supposed to do. We're supposed to look and see if these communities have a particular form of idolatry. I see somebody trying to get in here. A particular form of idolatry, right? Or there is a particular, I'm just trying to get somebody in. Oh, good. They just came in. A particular form of sin that is being exhibited in particular communities. So with that, then you're supposed to, as in studying the enemy, then you would know the strategies for that particular battle, because all battles don't have the same strategies, right? So let me close this. Let me go to the next slide. Right, that's what we were doing. So, ladies, that's what we have done. So, Thea, I had you here, but you had opened already. So, I would like someone, please, to, first of all, do we have any observations? What you have learned about the mandates from this overview of the mandate, if you were able to look at the scriptures that were given, what were you able to pull out from those scriptures? I want somebody to be able to identify for me from those scriptures that I would have given you the last time, any of the mandates that you found in those scriptures. Anyone? Or you were like my students who don't do the homework.
Okay, Charles Jordan here from Trinidad.
Hey, hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thank
Great.
You so much.
Great.
So in 1 Samuel 15:3,
yes,
we're supposed to go and attack, we're supposed to destroy, and we're not yes. supposed to spare anybody.
Right. That was the mandate that was given to Saul when he was supposed to utterly destroy the Amalekites. He wasn't supposed to spare anyone, right? So that was a mandate that was pulled out there as well. Yes. Anybody else able to look at any of the other scriptures?
Wasn't that last week's Tuesday's class, but I was looking at the scriptures.
Yes.
19:17.
Yes.
It's family. Escape for your life.
Right.
Do not look behind you or stop in the whole valley.
Right.
Mountains of Moab.
Right. Uh-huh. Right. Good. Great. Good. So in this training then, when God speaks, we have to be able to distinguish, to be able to pull out the mandate, because it is very important that the assignments are carried out specifically. You would have seen with Saul that how he was destroyed for not carrying out his mandate, where he was supposed to utterly decimate and utterly destroy the Amalekites. You would have seen what happened. And God today, yesterday, and forever, he acts the same way. So if we who have given ourselves to his work, we have a mandate and we don't carry it out according to his instructions and his specific directives and any conditions associated with it, we can expect the same things to happen to us. Okay? Anybody wants to share anything else from the scriptures that they got?
Yes, I would.
Thank you.
This is Chanel from Trinidad.
Hi, Chanel.
Judges 6:25-26.
Yes.
This is the mandate given to Gideon.
Yes.
So the first thing he was supposed to do is to take the second bull.
Yes.
And then he was supposed to pull down his father's altar to Baal.
Yes. Yes.
Cut down the Asherah pole.
Mm-hmm.
Then he was to build an altar to the Lord and sacrifice that bull that he pulled as a burnt offering to the Lord.
Good. So you see the steps. Get the bull first.
Yeah.
Then he had to pull down the altar. Now, that was some real spiritual warfare going on there. Yep. Then he had to pull down the one with Asherah. And after he pulled down the altar, he couldn't just leave it like that, you know, because the enemy could have come back and built back up the altar. He had to then go and set up an altar to God. So sure. That was his mandate, and he had to do it in those four steps specifically like that. Amen. So I hope that we see that the mandates are specific. They are conditional, and they have to be carried out, in the same order that God lays them out. And because we are called to be all of these things here, we are going to have different mandates doing each and every one of these works here. Everybody might not be in an oil of solution for a particular assignment. Everybody might not be a co-laborer in a particular assignment. But in the assignments that we are given, we have to be very careful and very specific in what we are doing. Especially I like this one here where it says, you will do this by taking prophetic walks. You have to walk around prophetically. You can't go around singing and hollering and dancing. No, it's specific. If you do what is not assigned or what is not directed to do, you could find yourselves in some good trouble. Anybody else wants to share what they would have gained from looking at the scriptures and seeing the mandates?
Sister June, unfortunately,
mm-hmm.
Well, you know, due to my situation,
mm-hmm.
I'm able to look at the scriptures given.
Okay. Yes, that's
but
fine.
If I can just share, on what I've learned this evening.
Go right ahead, Thea.
Yeah. what really stand out to me is recovery room number three, saying, we are an army that cannot be defeated.
Yes. Hi, Thea.
Our lives every.
Your voice is going in and out, Thea. Not hearing you. Check your mic.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. So go over what you were saying. Yes.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Yes. I was saying that unfortunately, uh-huh. as you know, due to my situation, I was unable to look at the given scriptures uh-huh. for homework.
Uh-huh.
But I would just like to, if I can be permitted, just to share a little
go right
on what
ahead.
I learned
go right
this
ahead.
Afternoon.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I like to focus on recovery room number three,
yes.
where it starts off by saying, we are an army that cannot be defeated. To affirm that our life, that we are an army that cannot be defeated. So when we look at recovery room number five, it says to us there that we are to do havoc to the enemy. When we yes. do have an enemy, it means that Satan is not going to fight. So the moment we stir up the enemy's camp,
I think she's so
full weight.
Yes,
so it goes on by saying we must then brace ourselves. So when women, when we stir up havoc in the enemy's camp, we have to be prepared. Ourselves. So going back,
her voice here. Thea, something is wrong with your mic. Your voice came. Mm. Your mic left when it says going back. When you said going back.
Oh my! Yeah. I'm having some issues.
Yes, yes.
So when we go home, it is when we go. Now the recovery room number five, where it says that we are to do havoc. When we do havoc to the enemy, he is not going to take it. He's going to come to us with more power. And so we have to brace ourselves and be prepared for that battle. Mm-hmm. So
your mic gone again. Oh dear. But we heard most of what you were saying.
Whatever the enemy brings to us,
yes,
we
go ahead.
Brace ourselves,
yes,
and know that women will not be
defeated. Yes, exactly. So one of the things in recovery army room three, declare, that is something we're supposed to say. When we're going into battle, or in, perhaps in this assignment, we were to declare we are an army that cannot be defeated. So that's a declaration too that should have been made. It's made in the atmosphere, and those in the second heavens hear it, and they will tremble because we know that the Lord God is our leader. He's our captain, and He fights alongside of us. Anybody else wants to share anything that they would have gotten from the scriptures, from learning about mandates? I want the sharing tonight.
Okay, this is Pastor Ivy from San Salvador in the Bahamas.
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead.
Good evening to all. I'm going to...
I'm not hearing you. We're not hearing you.
Esther. I'm going from Esther 4.
Yes, yes. Uh-huh.
And the mandate there was given for her to go. She sent the mandate back to her uncle and says, go and gather all the Jews.
Yes.
And then Shushan and fast thee for me.
Yes.
Then the other one was that she sent the mandate that they were neither to eat nor drink.
Right.
3 days and three nights. And then she said, also, neither shall your maidens.
Right.
Likewise, they also should do the same. And then she says, so will I go in unto the king. And then she says, which is not according to the law, but she said, if I perish, I perish. The man mm-hmm. says, if I perish, mm-hmm. I perish.
Mm-hmm. So in that one, we had looked at mandates can be given by persons in authority. And at that time, Esther was queen. And her mandate was that for everybody who were Jews, they were supposed to fast.
Yes.
Okay? And in their fasting, obviously, they would have got the shield and the favor of God on Esther so that when she went into the king, she was able to please the king and speak into his ear and tell him about Haman and all of that. So that was a mandate there from someone in authority as well. The one with Gideon was a mandate to Gideon from God. But the one there with Esther, she was in authority and she was speaking to the Jews as well. Okay, anybody? Thanks for sharing, Ivy. Anybody else wants to share what other mandates they may have pulled out from the scriptures? Because remember, we're looking for the actions and we're looking for the specific conditions associated with what has been told to do. Anybody else?
Okay, we had another one there for
yes. Genesis. Go ahead, Ivy.
Genesis 41.
Yes.
From 40 to 41.
Yes.
Mandate here is the directives.
Uh-huh.
From the king to,
right.
to Joseph.
Right.
That thou should be over my house.
Right.
According to all that thy word shall, it said thou should be over my house.
Uh-huh.
According unto thy word shall uh-huh. my people be ruled.
Right.
That mandate that was given from mm-hmm. from the king to Joseph.
Right.
Said, see, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt.
So, right.
Joseph was put in the position to be second to the king.
Right.
To be, and whatever he did, the king said he set him over all the land of Egypt, and everything right. Was turned on into his hand, except what he said there, his house, the rule of his house. He gave him the rule of his house also.
Right.
Shall all my people be ruled by whatever Joseph commands, Joseph gave out.
Right.
His people shall be ruled by that.
Mm-hmm. But if you go on reading, isn't there, you said except. So I wanted to hear what came after except.
If I put anything else on it, or no?
Because with
yes, there is,
yes, right. Except yeah, go ahead.
I didn't put the whole thing on there.
Okay, all right. Okay, well, I wanted to say except because that was one that had a condition.
Okay.
Because he said he had told Joseph, "You are in charge, and accept that I am on the throne." So Joseph could have ruled, but he couldn't come higher than the Pharaoh. So that was one that had a condition on it. Let me see if I see that one. Okay, it had a condition on it. A mandate that came from a result of a promotion as well, because yeah. Joseph was promoted. He came straight from jail, innit? He had come from jail, and then he was promoted to be ruler over the land. This one was one that had terms of reference. When you get the other slide, Ivy, you would see the term, or yeah, it was Ivy, you would see there was, there's also a mandate that has terms of reference. Yeah. So there's a term of reference here in that Joseph could rule, but not over the king, not over the Pharaoh, right? Not over the Pharaoh. So, that was that one. So I am glad to know that I have some very obedient students who went and did their homework. I'm very pleased. But anyway, I'm glad that you did that so that you could.
I didn't do mine.
Oh, you can get.
I didn't get to work.
You didn't get to it.
I didn't get it either.
I didn't get it from the first time.
Okay, so
I'm from Grenada.
Hi, this is who? What is your name?
Rhonda.
Hi, Rhonda.
Wilson.
glad to hear you. It would have gone to either Denise or Adele's. I think Denise, right?
Denise, right. Yeah.
So she would have to send it to you. Because as I was saying,
okay. How they would send it?
I think via
how
email.
They would send it.
Email.
You will send it?
No, I have sent it to the regional coordinator, and the regional coordinator will send has she should have sent it to the national coordinators. So then the national coordinators would send it to the persons in the nations. Right?
Maybe because I'm not registered. I didn't get it.
Who's that? Who's that? That's Ivy? No, who's that?
Oh, Ramona.
Ramona, okay. I would have told, okay. They have your email address, right, Ramona?
Yes, but I not register. I didn't register.
But Ramona, don't worry. I put your name on the register last week.
But you did?
Okay. Yes, I did. I typed your name on my register.
And I couldn't get in either. So I had to call Ms. Shaffer to get me in. Because you all changed the ID and the...
No, there's one for Tuesday and one for Thursday. Two different ones.
Oh,
okay. One for Tuesday and one for Thursday. Two different ones.
Yeah. Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Yeah.
But then... Oh.
Yes. So keep them. Keep those two. Because for the one next week, you're going to use the one that you would have used last Tuesday. And then you're going to use the one for today next Thursday. So they're going to be used over and over on the different days. Okay? All right.
It's good. I didn't know.
Yes, yes. So don't discard them. So I will let the regional coordinator know that persons have said that they haven't received it as yet. So the idea is that though I sent out the scriptures that you could have look to find the mandates from. I sent it out the week before, about probably the Friday before the Tuesday. So they should have been sent out. But I'll just remind them so that you guys can get them, okay? And you get them from your national coordinators. All right? Anybody wants to share anything else? I like the sharing.
Okay.
Say who
this
you
is
are.
Teresa from St. Lucia.
Hey, Teresa.
Yeah, I learned in Samuel, it was a command that God gave a mandate to go and destroy, in verse 3, the Amalekites.
Yeah, the Amalekites. Yes. Yeah.
And they had to be obedient.
That's right. And then, because when with Saul they weren't obedient, you see what the outcome of King Saul was. Because he didn't totally destroy them. He kept back the king, he kept back some of the sheep, he kept back some of the cows and that sort of thing. And then we know what happened to him. Okay. Yeah. Anybody else? I like to see that you're pulling out the actions, that you're pulling out the conditions, that you're pulling out what it is they had to do. You're not getting all bogged down with all the words all in between. You're going and getting the directives, the verbal orders, the specific ways in which these had to be done. I'm so happy for that.
Yes. Hello,
June. Yes, yes. What, hello?
You're speaking about mandate.
Yes. Who am I speaking to?
This is Rhonda from Grenada.
Hi, Rhonda. Yes.
Mandate. Could you explain that word for me a little bit more?
Okay. Let's go back. Can you see my screen?
Yes, I'm seeing your screen.
Right. Okay. So last week we would have looked at mandate. So a mandate is an order, a directive to act in a particular way.
Thank you.
Right. That's what it is. Right.
Okay.
You're welcome. Mona,
I got it.
You're welcome. Mona, you were going to say something?
Yes.
Yes,
I'd like
dear.
Make two points, two
Thank
observations.
You. Mm-hmm.
Esther, Queen Esther, mm-hmm. towards the end of the scripture reading,
mm-hmm.
I noticed she says, if I perish, I perish.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, she was quite willing to sacrifice her own life
mm-hmm.
for the cause.
Yes.
So that's one observation.
Mm-hmm.
And in thinking about mandate, I'm wondering, can we consider the Ten Commandments somewhat of a mandate?
There are actions to be done in specific ways. Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there are actions. Thou shalt not. Thou shalt. There are actions, sure. And you know, and even the one honor thy father and thy mother. You know that one, and that has a something onto
condition,
it. A condition that thy days may be long.
Thy days will be long in the land. Right.
Definitely. Yes. Definitely. Yes. That's a mandate there with a condition onto it as well.
Very much so.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thanks, ladies. I love the sharing. Keep it coming. Keep it coming. I love the sharing. Yes, my dear. Who's this? Yes, Brenda Lee, go right ahead.
Genesis 19.
Yes. Wait, just a minute. Brenda Lee is speaking. Yeah. Go ahead, Brenda Lee.
Genesis 19, verses 17.
Yes.
And it came to pass when they had brought them forth abroad that he said, escape with thy life, look not behind thee, neither stay thou in all the plain, escape to the mountains. That's
right. Right.
So they had to be obedient.
Obedient. So what were the actions there? What were the actions there?
They were to look not behind, they were to escape for their life, they were to but not to stay in the plain, but go to the mountain.
Right, right, right. Right, right. That's right. So they were to escape and flee, and they were to go, like you said, to specific places, to the mountains. They weren't to go to the river, the plain, the valley. They were to go to the mountains. And it was at the one where they were not to look back. Brenda?
Yes, ma'am.
Right, yes, ma'am. Right. So there's a condition. Don't look back. So we know what happened to Lot's wife when he looked back, when she looked back. Yes. Thanks a lot, Brenda Lee. Anyone else want to share?
Yeah.
Dorothy, or you were sharing something, yeah.
Yes, I just want to share on Jonah.
Yes.
Where Job was given mandate to carry the word to the Ninevites and see, because of his disobedience, what came out because of that.
Right.
God to fear will, so that he to see the end, give some man the definite to run from it. God's will has to be accomplished. So
yes.
Regardless of what we try to do, it's one of the recovery we must not learn. And if we tend to do, God is to use some other means to have his work accomplished.
Yes, thanks. That was with Jonah. He had a specific mandate. He was to go to Nineveh, yes, and warn them and tell them to repent. Right? He had those three things to do. And we know what he did, you know? And yeah, you were saying something about the recovery room again, Dorothy. I didn't hear that. Your voice, I don't know if something is wrong with the Wi-Fi, but your voice was going in and out. What is it you said about the recovery room again?
I have a public mic. Yeah, in the recovery room, it's we must not relent.
Relent, yes.
Yes, when God gives some money to our teeth, he is going to fix all the means. Okay. By which to have that mandate executed.
Right. So as she was saying in the recovery room, that's number three. That's room number three where we're looking at the recovery army. Do not relent, but advance. Right. Okay. Anybody else? Anyone else who wants to share? Yes?
I'm Simonia.
Hi, Simonia. Hello.
Just one observation in Esther 4:15.
Yes.
Yes, important one of my audition with the mandate is to go gather all the Jews. And what really caught my attention there is when Esther gave the mandate to Mordecai to do this.
Yes.
You see, sometimes we need to focus on what is being given to us. Sometimes there might be complaints of, but we are the one the mandates have been given to. We need to make sure, because he said gather all of the Jews.
All, yes.
Mm-hmm. And make sure you fast for 3 days and 3 nights.
Right, you see the specificity there?
No, so these are the water complete.
Yes, and you see the specificity. Yes. 3 days and three nights. That specificity there. There was a time associated and the type of fast.
Right.
Yes, yes. And gathering all the Jews.
The people, is it all. You know, gather all.
Yes, 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 Simone.
Yes, all the Jews. So no one not supposed to be. Yes, so it's very much important for us when mandate has been given, follow instruction accordingly.
Accordingly,
even people will complain, but we do exactly. We spare. No, we do have that because to say, look, I'm backing down. I'm doing exactly how it's been given to me.
Yes, and I recall too. We were given a mandate here that we were supposed to go and pray at the gates of the school, and I remember myself and members of my chapter. We went to the gate of the school. And the watchman, the person in the guard's hut, kept begging us, come inside, come and walk on the grounds and pray. Come. The school, the children need it. Gonna need to go in and pray. And we said no. Our mandate was to pray at the gates. He got so very angry. But you know what? Yeah. There was another group. Nothing to do with Wailing Women, another church, I think. And that, it was a bank holiday. They were going into the schools and praying. So you see, everybody had a different mandate. And we were not supposed to disobey what we were told to do. You know, I would always remember that. So he was so upset with us. But that was the mandate we were given.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Great. Anybody else?
Sometimes you get this thing.
Go ahead.
That we have to be...
Go ahead. Go ahead. Who was speaking?
Yeah, that's cool. Fine.
Somebody was saying something just now. Okay. Anybody else wants to share what you may have?
Okay. We have one more scripture that you had given us.
Yes, please, Ivy.
From Isaiah and Isaiah 61.
Yes.
1-4. Now, could this be? I know I looked at it and I had marked on it mandate that comes as a result of an anointing.
An anointing, yes, because it says the Lord has anointed me.
Yeah.
And, yes. And could you tell us the specific things that that were said there, please?
It was given the specific. Directive to the Lord, and he said, "The Lord has anointed me to preach."
Yes,
unto the meek.
Uh huh.
He had sent me to bind up the broken hearts.
Yes.
To proclaim liberty to the captives.
Yes.
And the opening of the prison for them that are bound.
Right. Right.
To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord.
Uh huh.
Vengeance of our God.
Mm-hmm.
To comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion,
mm-hmm.
to give unto them beauty for ashes,
mm-hmm.
oil of joy for mourning.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness.
Mm-hmm.
He was to build the old waste. Garment of heaviness.
Right.
And all of that is the
praise.
Then it went into build the old ways, that they shall rise up the former desolation.
Yes.
And they shall repair the waste cities and the desolations of many generations.
Right. So there were specific actions. Preach, bind up, open prisons, comfort, give. So there were specific ones, and they were within a particular framework as well. There wasn't a fighting and glorifying and stuff. There were specific actions that were to be carried out, and those actions came with an anointing. So for example, if you had a bishop has been someone has been promoted to bishop, the bishop has a different mandate than perhaps the evangelist. You see what I'm saying? The bishop has an administrative pastoral mandate. The evangelist mandate is to go ye out into the highways and byways. You see? So everybody has different mandates depending on, as I would say, the promotion, the ordination, the anointing. Somebody with a prophetic anointing may have a totally different mandate than somebody that has a pastoral anointing. Okay? So there are different types of mandates for different specific actions to be carried out in particular ways. So anybody else has anything else to share? I heard, is that somebody coming in? Okay, I thought I heard somebody entering the room. Okay, so ladies, thank you so much for joining me tonight. I had a good time. I enjoyed the sharing. I enjoyed the interaction. We all learn from each other like that, right? And again, I would send this PowerPoint presentation to the regional office, and they would send it out to your national coordinators who will get it to you, whether they send it via email or whether they print it out. So I want somebody now to close us in prayer. I want somebody who would close us in prayer, please. All of us are
Rhonda.
Go ahead, Rhonda. Go ahead. Thank you.
Yes. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for this time and this hour. We thank you, God, that we could come together as one body in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for our teacher today, oh God, our lecturer today, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you for each and every person that cooperates, Lord Jesus, every person that answer question, oh God, so that anyone can be enlightened and understand what the program is all about. Mandate, Lord God Almighty. Father God, we thank you for your blood. We thank you for the anointing. We thank you for wisdom. We thank you for knowledge. We thank you for understanding, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that we are a woman, oh God, hallelujah, that will travail for you, God. We say thank you, Lord God Almighty, for the privilege that you have given unto us, the mandate that you have given unto us to work in your vineyard. Father God, cover us with your blood in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you very much, Rhonda.
Amen.
Now, thank you.
Vanetta?
Amen. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Vanetta is going to dust us off.
3, 4. We dust ourselves and all of ours from the smoke and dust of war. We cut off every trailing and monitoring demon. We erase our footprints and our voice from being used against us. We declare that there shall be no backlash, no boomerang, no reprisals of this battle this evening. And we declare finally that the kingdoms
of this world
have become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ. And he shall reign forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Vanetta. Amen. So, ladies, just a reminder, don't go off the yet. Just a reminder that the training takes place on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I just want to check, have all of you received the schedule so you know which chapters are being done when? The schedule for the training?
From Jamaica.
Pardon, say that again, please. I didn't hear you.
Jamaica, I received mine.
You good, 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 good. So if you haven't received yours as yet, your schedules, that tells you the dates and the different chapters. We're doing the mandate first, and we're going to go on to manual number one. You can check with your national coordinators. A chapter per week. So we will do Tuesdays and Thursdays to cover the chapter. On Tuesday, you will have another presenter, that is Olivia. I think I'm supposed to come back in the next week to do and something else on the nature of mandates. So I'm going to stop sharing now. I don't want you to leave yet because I have to take a screenshot of the participants here because I have to take the register. Just give me a minute. Just give me 1 second. Right. Yeah. Because we have a register so that we would know who came and that type of thing. Just need to, before you leave, because when you leave, that register goes with you. Your names disappear. So, good. I think I have it. Okay. So, everyone, I thank you so much for joining me this evening. It was really a pleasure to meet with the women of God, to find out about how he gives us mandates, how he deposits in us. He tells us mandates. It could be prophetically. It could be through the mothers. It could be through prayers. We receive these mandates for the assignments that he has to carry out for us. So thank you, ladies, and have a blessed evening. Thank you.